Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now, I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Yeah.
me your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Thank you. song if you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. Spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say to us on this morning on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, those of you all that are listening in via the web, please make it your business to call in this morning. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer if you just want to share your testimony, or maybe you want to tell us how the broadcast has blessed you thus far. But listen, we want to make sure that we let you guys know this morning we have a fantastic guest, none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Pastor Daniel McGee will be with us on this morning to bring the word. I'm telling you, if you have not had an opportunity to hear this great man of God, the day will be the day for you to get your favorite beverage, maybe a glass of tea, cup of coffee. Maybe you guys want some lemonade, strawberry lemonade, whatever you guys drink on this morning. Get you a glass of it, have a seat, and listen in to this dynamic, fantastic man of God. He will be with us shortly. But listen, before we go any further, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those great countries that we are listening in to us on this morning. And also, we want to make sure that we give our prayer and our scripture on this morning. So let us go into our effectual fervent prayer, and then we'll share our morning scripture with you. Come on and lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word, to share, God, your spirit on this morning with those that are under the sound of your great voice. God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for being the weapons of warfare. God, we thank you for being the vessels that you have called and orchestrated to be in this season, in this time. God, we want to just say thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for the ones that are under the sound of our voices, God. God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, give them the wisdom to know, God, that in their testimonial time right now, the storm may be great, the issues may be great, the problems may be great, but Lord, you are greater than whatever their condition may be. Father, we thank you because we bless, magnify, glorify, and edify your mighty name, because it is due unto you. God, we glorify you today. God, we lift you up, God, in every shape, form, and fashion, because we understand, God, that it is no goodness of our own, but Lord, it is your love, my God, that has provided and met us in every way. So we give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor because it is due unto you. We trust, Lord God, God in you. We trust in the God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We trust in the God of the heart. We trust in the God of peace. We trust in the God of joy. We trust in the God of hope. God, because we know that it is in you we live, it is in you we breathe, and it is in you we have our being. We cannot do anything without you. Father, we lift up this broadcast to you today. God, we pray, God, so that you would put your hands on it, God, and move according to your will and according to your blessings, God. God, let all things work together for the good of them, God, that are listening in and tuning in. Shift their lives right now. God, no matter what condition or circumstance they may be in, meet them right now, Father God. God, in the place that they're in, God, and show them, God, that you are God, and you are God all by yourself, and all things work together for the good of them who love you, who are called according to your purpose. Thank you for purpose being made manifest even now in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God, for just being God and being God all by yourself. Amen? Amen. So listen, guys, we wanted to make sure that we share these great countries that are listening in. And we want to tell you all, guys, all you guys, thank you so much for your continued connection and support of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We understand. This is my soapbox moment, everybody. I take this little moment for a soapbox moment. I want to share this revelation that God has given to me to share with the people. But listen very carefully. There are some of those countries that are listening in right now. There are some of those countries that are listening in right now. And with them listening in, watch this here. Some of these people, oh God, are executed. I'm just going to go ahead on and be open and transparent. Some of these people of God that are listening in these rural countries, they are being executed because of their faith, because of, watch this, having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Watch this, if they are found with a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture in their home, they can be brought into the street and executed. Some of them are even sold into slavery. Their children are sold into slavery. Their wives are sold into slavery. Their men, their husbands are sold into slavery. Watch this here. Because of the gospel that they want to have in their life. They are being persecuted simply because they want to listen or hear or have a partake of the word of God. And some of us, yesterday we had two services. Come on here. Some of us have been with the three services. Some of y'all right now, y'all sitting up there, y'all listening to me freely of your own free will, and they got to worry about a thing in the world about somebody coming in, breaking into your home and telling you to turn that thing off, or either we're going to take your children, or we're going to take you, and we're going to execute you in the street. We have the freedom to be here to listen to this gospel music. Listen to this preacher that we're going to have come on. Listen to our favorite gospel singer as we're driving to work. Listen to our favorite preacher preach on our way to work. Some of us have our music playing at our desk. Come on here. Without fear of repercussion. But there are some of those that are listening in right now that are literally lives are in danger. So this is the reason why we must continue to pray for the people that are overseas, our overseas brothers and sisters that are desiring a closer walk with the Lord, desiring a closer position with the Lord, desiring a closer experience with the Lord. We need to continue to pray. We need to continue to intercede. Pray for that taskmasters, people of God, that are over their lives. Pray for them that they would have mercy, that they would intercede with mercy. God intercedes with mercy, and they understand and see that there is a transition, there's a shift that's happening. Come on here. Let me help you. Let the people of God know that we're interceding. We're praying for the missionary. We're praying for the apostles that's over there. We're praying for the pastors. We're praying for the churches that are in that area, because some of the churches are raided by the government officials that's there because they listen to this gospel. So people of God, let us continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, that the hand of the Lord continually be over them, overshadow their lives, protect them and keep them and watch over them. That is our job. So we want to tell you guys that are listening in, keep heart. Don't faint. Don't fade in the fight. Continue to trust God and know that God is working it on your behalf. He is literally shifting your situation. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask of him. Just learn how to trust in him with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We appreciate you. We love you. And know that we are praying for you. Amen. Amen. That is my soapbox moment, y'all. That's my soapbox moment. I just wanted to make sure that we shared that with you guys on this morning. So here are the goals countries that are listening in. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Israel. We have, we have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. And we have Italy. And we want to say thank you guys again for your continued continued support and connection with us. Our passage of scripture that we will be reading today will be coming from the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter, and verse 17. Psalms 19, chapter 7, verse 7. And it simply says this: the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I'm going to read that again because that blessed me. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and hearers and the partakers of his word. Amen. So listen, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to take a quick commercial break. You guys are listening into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we thank God for your opportunity to just come on in and just share with you guys on this morning. And the next voice that you will hear after this will be none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Pastor Daniel McGee.
Bread of life sent down from glory, many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word saved now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
That's what we call you.
You were
born.
yourself saying.
Listen, good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, guys, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to introduce to some of the presenters, others, none other than our brother, our friend, here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Pastor Daniel McGee. He is here. He's going to share the word of God with you guys. Pastor McGee, Doc, you got the floor.
Bless you, Pastor Donnell. Pastor Douglas, thank God for you. Glad to be with you, as always. Glad to be with the saints, to just encourage the people of the Lord in the way of holiness, in the way of God. I love that scripture you started out. The testimony of the Lord is pure. The law of the Lord converts the soul. And that's what we need in this time. That's what we need in this season, where there's so many things are happening, so much prophetic significance is going on right now. The world is this. Preparing itself for the culmination of those things that the Bible tells us are going to happen before the end of time. So I want to turn our attention this morning. This don't have to be a direct single lecture. You can conversate with me on this. But I want to talk about a little bit from the thought in the book of Acts. Paul speaks to the Ephesian church. As he's been going forth, declaring the name of Christ, declaring the gospel of truth to every territory that God sent him out to be an apostle to. And he never compromised the gospel. He gave the people the full counsel of God, the whole counsel of God, because he knew it was going to take both the good and the bad. He knew that it was going to take both allowing men to know about the grace of God, which is so strong that where sin did and does abound in the lives of people, flaws and imperfections, yet the grace of God is so strong that it is able to cover our flaws and also give us a new opportunity to walk in the favor of God, actually bring us back from the very brink of death, hell, and destruction. But also in the full counsel of God, it also talks about the fact that man and his original form is innately sinful. He's fallen, the Bible says, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. So that means that nobody has to teach me how to lie. I do it naturally. Am I right? Nobody has to teach me how to steal. Innately, I know there are things about my fallen nature that cause you and me to be under in a position without God, cause us to be under the wrath of God if there is no transformation, if there is no change that comes forth in our life. That's why everyone that is born of a woman must also at some point in their life be born again, born first of the flesh through natural birth, but then we must be born at some point in our life. There must be a transformation, a change that takes place in our lives well, we're born again. And being born again, we're born of the Spirit of God. Time born not of the will of man, but of the Spirit of God, where there's a change in the way we look at life. There's a change in the way we see life. There's a change in what's going on inside of us. Because now we struggle. Once we have received the gospel of Jesus Christ, now we, when we see that he came to save us from our sin. Here's the whole thing. He came to deliver us from the power of sin and the penalty of sin. Some would say, well, he came to deliver us just from the penalty of sin. But not only did he come to deliver us from the penalty of sin, which is eternal death, separation from God and hell, but he came now to free us from the bondage of sin. What is sin? Sin is that which would cause me to go in a way that's going to lead to my own destruction, not only in eternity, but also in time. Because anytime the enemy entices us with sin, it's all one thing, it's contrary to the path that God has already set for us as mankind to go in. God is a good God, and he has set a path for mankind to experience the best in this life. He has set a path for us to experience the virtues of love, joy. He gave Adam a garden and gave him a wonderful place and said, look, I've given you everything. And I've made you the overseer over it. And as long as Adam was walking in fellowship and favor with God and in friendship with God, then Adam was a god in the earth, if you will. Because everything obeyed and it responded to Adam. Adam had the responsibility of oversight. But as soon as Adam was, through the deception of the enemy and the serpent in the garden, which worked through the woman first, through Eve, as soon as they had been contaminated by the deception of the enemy, because anytime someone is offering you something that is contrary to the plan and purpose of God, then it is deception, because what God gave you is better than anything that the enemy could ever entice us with. When God made us sons and daughters, gave us a garden, gave us everything, and has still given unto us dominion over the earth, he said, let us make man and let him have dominion. And in that dominion, Brother Pastor, we've been called to rule. We've been called to govern our families. We've been called to make the earth fruitful, make the world a better place, not only for ourselves and our families, but for the world and for humanity altogether. So the original plan of God has always been so that we may have the abundant life that God wants us to live. Alteration that comes because of rebelling against God and disobedience to God, which entered into our story as mankind through the deception of the enemy, because when the enemy comes along, he's only looking to steal, kill, and destroy. And I would submit to you that if death and destruction is working in our lives, then the enemy has planted his hand or his head and his deceptive lies somewhere. So I give that as an intro because Paul, once he is converted by Jesus Christ, he has been commissioned to preach a gospel that he once persecuted. And this gospel that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is the one that God sent to save us, not just from the penalty of sin, which is hell and eternal damnation, but from the power and the bondage of sin, so that we may live in the liberty of God, so that we may experience abundant life, overflowing life, and everlasting life. So preaching the gospel, he's going to and fro declaring the name of Christ, and the Jews hate him, and there are many trying to kill him because of his witness. They liked him better when he was lost. At least he thought he was saved, thought he was right, because he kept the law. But we have to understand that the law cannot save us. The law is a schoolmaster. But when he came into the revelation of Jesus Christ, he began to preach Christ to the nations. He began to go to the many islands and the surrounding territories, declaring the name of Christ. And he sent letters to the churches, letting them know that I was once a persecutor of the faith. But since I've been changed, since I've been transformed, since God did a work in me, I see things different. I walk different, and I understand things different, and now I've been commissioned to raise up a people that know God, that accept the salvation of our Lord, because salvation, my brother, is good, is available for every nation. Paul does it in a time when Jews saw themselves as better than the Gentiles, saw themselves as higher, saw themselves as, you know, they had a pride for their culture and their ethnicity, and they said, we're the chosen people, so those that are non-Jewish, they are lesser people. God doesn't love them as much, but we understand now, those of us that have been studying the word, that God called the Jews and he called the Israelites, he called the Hebrews, not to be better than the world, but to be a priesthood to the world. In saying that, I just have to touch it for just a moment, is that he called them to be an example so that they would draw the nations that know not God unto the true and living God. He never called them to put themselves in a position where they're better than everyone else. He called them to be a special people unto him, to live a life according to the instructions he gave, so that the world would see that God is in them for a surety, and that the nations would be drawn to the love of God. But how, we all know, I really won't get into it, but there's a big issue going on today about Jews and whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're I'm not getting into that one, but I stopped by to tell you that the Jew without Christ is just as lost as the Gentile. Because our ethnicity does not save us or give us license to the kingdom of heaven. Only those that have the faith, the Bible says, of Abraham. In other words, you got to know the God of Abraham. You got to have a personal relationship, and then you have to receive the one whom the God of Abraham sent, which was his only begotten son. And in receiving the son, that Bible said, whosoever confessed that Jesus is Lord and believed that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So salvation then is through the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. But Paul goes and he preaches the gospel to the nations. He preaches to the Ephesian church and the other churches. And then in Acts chapter 20, he calls those that he had been laboring with from the Ephesian church, the elders. He begins to expound to them that he's getting ready to go to Jerusalem to preach the gospel. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him, doesn't know if he's going to be received joyfully or is he going to receive great opposition. But in most places, he's been literally, there have been threats on his life. In most places, most people want to kill him for the sake of the gospel. And so when he calls the Ephesian elders, he said, brethren, you understand that I've been with you for some time, declaring the word of God, preaching the truth, and not withholding from you the whole counsel of God. Not just the part you wanted to hear, not just the part that that tickles your eardrums, but I have not withheld from you any of that which God has declared in his word, that the wages of sin is death. And yet the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. I had to get into all that just to set this up. So Paul is warning the elders. He said, now I'm about to depart, but I want you to remember what I have sown into you and what I have shown you and shared with you, because I understand this, that after my departure, there are going to be many grievous wolves. There are going to be many deceivers. Some will come from the outside. And he said, sadly, some are going to come from the inside. He said, there are some that are going to come from among you when it comes to the care of the flock. Now, let me read a couple of scriptures from Acts chapter 20 that Paul speaks to the Ephesian elders. He said, but Paul says, and now behold, I go. Now, behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the gospel of the kingdom shall see my face no more. I am pure from the blood of all men. Wherefore, I take you to record to this day that I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Therefore, take heed unto yourself and to the whole flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you an overseer, I'm talking to leaders this morning. I'm talking to those that have influence in the body of Christ. He says to feed the flock of God. He says, take heed to yourself and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you an overseer to feed the flock of God, which he purchased with his own blood. He didn't pay money for it. He didn't give silver and gold for it. He didn't give anything that has value in the earth. He gave that which is eternal value. With his own blood, he said, feed the flock of God. Then he says in verse 29, for I know this, that after my departing shall come many grievous wolves that will enter in among you, and they will not spare the flock. Also of yourselves, men shall arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. He says in verse 31, therefore I want you to watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among those which are sanctified. Now, why is this important? Because as a young pastor, some 2001, when I was licensed in the ministry, and, you know, we went through the regular licensing process, and as we licensed young ministers based on their confession that God has called them and that they feel the unction of the Lord to go forth and that they show some evidence of God's work in their life. And we license young ministers and we send them forth to exercise their gift and to grow in the faith. But at some point along the line, we have what you call the ordination process. When a minister comes to a place of maturity, they come to a place where they've shown that they are rooted in the gospel, that they are rooted in the things, the culture of the church of the living God, that they can be trusted with the souls and the care of the flock. At some point, they must be watched, observed, vetted, and there must be some level of trust by those that are ordaining elders. There must be some level of commitment that the ordaining elders have seen in this candidate, in this person that's getting ready to be ordained to be a pastor or to take on an office of being entrusted with the care of the flock. But whatever that office is, Paul's commission to each overseer, Paul's commission to each pastor, each teacher, evangelist, apostle, is that you feed the flock of God and do not fail to declare unto them the whole counsel. Why is that important, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you why. Because we're living in times when the enemy is looking for pastors, leaders who will compromise the gospel for the sake of making the people comfortable. I better say that again. We're living in a time when the enemy is looking for leaders who he can get to compromise by showing them that which the world has to offer so that they will no longer harp on that which causes destruction of the flock of God, which is your sin and my sin, the sin that the enemy tries to bring into our life and tries to contaminate us with. Now the enemy has gotten so crafty, we know that sin is prevalent on the outside, but now he's gotten so crafty now where he's trying to remove the doctrine of good and evil, righteousness and unrighteousness, holiness and unholiness in the church, to the point where he wants us all to believe that any type of lifestyle that we live and any type of way that we walk, that God loves us all and he's fine with everything that we do, when we know that God has already said that the wages of sin is death. We know that Christ has already told us that he came to deliver us from the bondage and the power of sin, not that we will ever be perfect, but he's called us to come to him, to seek him and to look to him to be delivered with the things that we struggle with. But I submit to you, Pastor, if you haven't seen it, that the enemy is trying to creep into the pulpit now and begin to influence people and convince them that sin is no longer a problem. that you can live any type of lifestyle, that you can live any type of way. It's acceptable. It's pleasing to God. God loves us all, but he didn't come to leave us, my friends, the way he found us. He came to bring about a change. He came to bring about transformation. And this makes me, it makes me sad, Apostle, because it's not, this one you can't put on the sheep. You can't put this on the flock. You got to put this on the elders. You got to put this on those that have been entrusted with the truth but fail to tell it. Those that have been entrusted with the doctrine and know what the gospel says. That's why when we ordain elders, we're saying to them that you make a promise, you're making a pledge that you will not withhold the full counsel of God. You're making a pledge that if it's written in the word, you won't hold it back. And if it's not in the word, you won't add to it. You're making
on,
a promise,
sir.
Because
on,
the, enemy looking, the enemy is looking for somebody that will sell out, sell their position, sell their influence, sell their platform so that he can come in and begin to pollute, compromise, and corrupt the doctrine of the gospel. And so we're living in dangerous times because there were times, like I said 20 years ago, I didn't think this stuff exists. But now there are some houses that you can step into and you can see somebody sold a house. Somebody sold a guard. Somebody, the guard has been let down. And there are people that want to know God, that if they come through the wrong avenue, instead of finding a path, they're going to find a wolf. Instead of finding a pastor. Instead of finding the way, they're going to find an area of compromise that when they want to know God and want to be free, but yet the enemy has set up places where they can always continue to be bound. And, beloved, we cannot afford in these prophetic times and seasons when we know there are two things happening at the same time. One, the church has always been and is continually looking forward to the coming again of our Lord and Savior, which means we must stand on the guard. And Paul said it's so pertinent and so important. And I know that when I leave this church and when I go to Jerusalem and I won't see you guys no more, there are going to be wolves coming from the outside and there are going to be people coming up from within you that have been compromised by the doctrine of the world and the doctrine of the enemy and the doctrine of sin and contamination when God has called us. When the last time you heard a pastor where you said he's coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle? When the last time you heard that he's called us for sanctification? The enemy is trying to move that out, right? Move that out of our conversation and then raise up a people that don't know the full counsel and don't know the full doctrine of what God has called us to declare to his people so that we may be a people who are ready for his coming, ready, and that are looking for his coming. And Paul was looking 2,000 years ago. Paul was looking, and he would live his life as if he knew whether he tarry or whether he come today, I'm ready to see him face to face. And we must live regardless whether it takes two more generations or whether it happens in our generation. We must live as if the coming of the Lord could be at any time. And that we want to be a people that are ready, and we want to prepare a people that are ready to see his face. Also, the world must prepare because the Bible said deception is going to increase. The one that is fully possessed by the spirit of the enemy, Christ, which is already in the world, which denies that Jesus is the Christ, where the culmination is coming, and there are things that must happen in the latter end, where evil is continually multiplied. So the world is preparing for prophetic times, and we as a church must be in a place where we are rooted and grounded in the truth, where we're not going to be easily uprooted. We're not going to be easily thrown off the doctrine of the gospel. That's what he gave us apostles, pastors, and teachers for, so that we come into the fullness of the faith, that we may come into the stature of a full man in Christ so that we won't be tossed to and fro to any other doctrine, but we'll be rooted the same thing that our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers and those that stood on the wall and declared unto us the full and the whole counsel of God, that we will continue to stand on the counsel And I see why Paul, when he spoke to Timothy and his charge to Timothy, he says, I charge you before God to preach the word, to be instant in season, be instant out of season, reprove, rebuke. Nobody want to be rebuked in this generation. Exhort. We only want to be encouraged. That's good to be encouraged. And it's good to understand about the grace of God. But it's also good to, it's also necessary for us to understand that which causes us to stumble and that which causes us to falter. And we should never get into a place where we're beginning to give the world like a consumerism gospel where they just hear what tickles their ears. Are you with me? He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:3. But after their own lust will they begin to heap to themselves teachers. Okay, you don't want to preach it. You don't want to tell me that my sins are okay. You don't want to tell me that my lifestyle is okay with God. Well, let me go find a teacher that will. Let me go find a preacher that will. Let me go find. Come on. They will heap to themselves their own teachers to compromise them. But I commissioned this morning. I'm almost done because I got to go forth in my day's activity. But I commissioned every leader. I submit. I encourage every pastor. Stand on the wall. Feed the flock of God. Do not fail to declare unto them the full counsel of God, so that one day not only will you receive a crown of life, but those that hear you will be able to obtain and uphold and receive the crown, and that God won't one day say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. God bless you. I'm through. I pray this word has encouraged us as a body of Christ, that we must continue to stand on the wall. The work is not done, and the battle may get more intense, but we already know that the victory is ours through Jesus Christ. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful word. Wonderful word. Wonderful. Listen, this is what sound, if you never heard what sound doctrine sounds like, this was sound doctrine for you this morning. Those of you all that was under the sound of this great, great man of God's voice, he literally gave you the blueprint this morning to let you know that basically what you need to do is, if you're in a place, or watch this, or if you are a leader and you're in a place, and the place that you're in, you know, watch this here, in your heart that ain't the way, that ain't the oracles of what God has said, that ain't the way God set it up. You need to make some changes and some switches and change some things around and make some things work. Because what we're doing, watch this here, what we're doing is we are processing dysfunctional people.
My God.
You sending out, Doc, watch what we're doing. We're sending out dysfunctional people. If we don't watch this, if we don't tell them that they wrong, because we're trying to cover up our wrong. Come here, let me help you. That's where the issue is. Because if we live, your life should be to the point to where it's an example. Yes, we are not perfect. Pastors, prophets, evangelists, the every last one of us. We are not perfect because we are, number one, we're in our flesh. But two, let me help you. Let me give you point number two. Two shows the fact that when we, even though we're not perfect, we're striving. That does not give you a blank check to be wrong every day. We don't fall because we are human. You have a sinful nature as a man, as a woman. You have a sinful nature. But watch what you have to understand about God. God will not give you no blank check to keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again because you feel like, okay, God's working on my heart. God know my heart. Yeah, that's the reason why he's sitting there telling you and putting examples in front of you and doing what he's doing. Because he knows your old raggedy heart.
He knows your heart. He knows.
Not you to stir something up in this place this morning, Don.
We need sanctification. I check myself. The gospel ain't, nobody said it was going to taste good all the time. It's medicine.
Oh, man.
Man, yes, the Bible says eat the whole roll. That's what it says. And I used to love my our bishop would give an example of he was preaching and he talked about eating a whole roll, and he brought one of those French bread rolls with him. And he had that thing, and he took the thing out of the bag. And you know that French bread, it's not the softest bread that you could find. But what he did was he took it and he broke it and he crumbled it up in his hand. And he said, sometimes the roll that we got to eat, sometimes it has to be gritty when it go down your throat. You got he say sometimes you gotta take it without water so you can really sit. You can't water the gospel down to make it sit because you wanna appease other people. Sometimes they need to feel the rough edges of the gospel. Sometimes they need come here, let me help you. Sometimes you need to find out. Listen, if you a homosexual and you trying to play the instrument, son, you need to sit down. That ain't working for you right now. You get delivered and then come back and we can talk. You can't stand behind this pulpit and have a girlfriend, a wife, and a pool boy. It ain't gonna work like that. You need to get preach the gospel with the truth and know that you are living it and not fornicating in it.
Amen, Pastor. We got to get back to sanctification. Yeah.
Go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry.
And it ain't as long as it has been, Doc.
We grew up hearing that, Doc. The Lord is on his way back. The Lord is on his way back. The Lord is on his way back. Man, I'm 50-something years old. I'm 51. Finna be 52. I'm sorry. I'm 50. Finna be 51 on November 15th of this month. I'm finna be 51 years old.
Yes,
on November 15th. I've been hearing that since I was 10. That's 40-something plus years.
But listen, you don't hear that now like you used to. Am I right?
They stopped talking about it.
You don't hear that. Why? Right, because the enemy now is trying to change the eternal hope, the blessed hope that the church have always carried, that the church have treasured, that there's a place for us that's better than this place. Now, because he's going to prepare a place for us, but now he wants to take our eyes off of that eternal hope, that blessed hope, and get our eyes on what the world can offer us now to see if we can be bought, to see if we can be compromised. He said, don't worry about them.
Yeah.
What does it take? How much does it take to compromise you now?
Right, right. Let me give you a big church with a lot of people.
Yes.
It's okay. Let me give you the big church with a lot of people, you know, and still let them come in and they can live their life like they want to live their life. You just, what you do, you preach the prosperity gospel. You let them know that it's okay. God going to forgive you. You just say your prayers and God going to forgive you. It's going to be okay. Yes, God is a sovereign God. Don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to take the sovereignty from God. But my question is, at what point in this thing that you're walking in, you get delivered?
At what point do you seek deliverance?
Come on, that part right there. That part right there. Go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right, because the enemy is trying to get us to a place where we compromise and never seek deliverance. See, I'm just right. I'm just fine doing what I'm doing. It's all good with God. Stop by to tell you, there's some things Jesus said in Revelation that have nothing to do with I'm going to accept you any kind of way. It had nothing to do with that.
That part right there. But watch yourself. This is the thing. You got to seek deliverance every day. Deliverance is an ongoing process.
Continuous.
Let me help you real quick. Deliverance is an ongoing process, but it's not for the same thing every day.
Amen. Amen. Amen, sir. Amen.
It becomes a habit, Doc. It becomes a habit when you got to ask God to forgive me for the same thing every day.
every day.
But every day. Worse, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for fornicating. Forgive me for fornicating. Lord, forgive me for being for whoremongering. Lord, forgive me for falling into sin. Lord, forgive me for cussing. Lord, forgive me for drinking. Lord, forgive me for cheating on this. Thank for God. Forgive me for stealing. Forgive me for lying. Forgive. If you got to ask God that for that forgiveness every day,
I possibly at some point, somewhere.
Yes, the Bible say repent and do your first works over. In other words, that means that you on reset every day. You are never progressing. You always in reset mode. That's like your computer just continually buffering.
And I tell you what, Apostle Derek Lee, he was talking yesterday, and he said, it ain't repentance until you change your mind.
Right.
So God gives you a grace when you confess your sin, but that don't necessarily line up. That don't put you in a position of repentance. He said, now, if you're in a position of repentance, then you can receive forgiveness of God. But if you're in a position where you confess, if you're just confessing your sin, God is faithful to forgive you. But now you're not in a position of deliverance yet, because when you come into a place of repentance, you change your mind and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And God does something in you that you don't want to go back.
Right. Right.
The things that
my
you
question.
Did for.
Right. The question that I have, Doc, and I know we got to let you go. My question I have, and this is my question, and I'm going to ask this, and I'm going to leave it alone. When was the last time you died? When was the last time you died? Because the Bible says you're supposed to crucify your face. You crucify your flesh every day. You say, I crucify my flesh daily. When was the last time? Mm. You died. Because if there was a death, there's only two people that came back from the dead that I know of in the Bible. The one that Elijah bones healed, the one that Jesus called out of the grave. Wait a minute. The damsel, that's one more, and I forgot there's four. The damsel, Lazarus, and the man that died, and all these were examples of God's divine shift. That's the only reason why. My question is, if you die daily, what is the reason why your flesh is continually coming back to life?
That's good, Doc. We ain't
unless
got time
you
to
continually
run out.
See the only time
so
only time this thing won't continue time. To live, you gotta keep seeing, you keep feeding.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple of deaths that was divinely ordered. And a couple of resurrections that was divinely ordered, and it wasn't even considered as a resurrection. It was just a point of reference, so God could show you that I could do some things.
Yes, indeed.
So the question to me: when was the last time you died? Pastor McGee, let me pray for you, because I know you got to get your day started. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for our weapon of warfare that you have set among us today. Father,
thank
we thank you for this own time word, this divine word. God, this word that was designed to not just speak to the body of Christ, but God, to speak to the leaders. God, we thank you for him being the man of God that you have called him to be, God, to speak life and to stand boldly and speak this gospel. And not be ashamed and not be scared of the repercussions that would come behind it. But Lord, we thank you right now for binding up everything the enemy thinks that he can use as a weapon against the man of God, because he spoke the truth.
Thank you, God.
God, we thank you for the truth that came, God, and set the captive free. Set the ones that was out of order in order. Set the ones that were lost, God, on the right path today, God. We thank you for it. God, and we pray for those that did not receive it. And because God, we understand that some that their hearts are hard. God, there are some of them that our hearts are hardened, God. Not because they don't know better, Lord, but God, because they would have not been taught. God, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. They have not been set in the place where they need to be set at. So God, we pray for them. God, in their place of confusion, where they need to be shifted and transitioned and changed. God, we thank you now for building them up in the place, God. God, in their minds, God.
Thank you, God.
So they can become a part of the tree. God, become a branch on the tree, Lord God, of the tree of life. So we thank you in advance.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you for this man of God. God, we ask that you will pour back into him, God, everything that he needs, Lord God. God, restore back to him and his family, Lord God. God, everything. God, we pray the hedge of protection around him and his church, God. And we say to the enemy, you have no power, you have no strength, and you have no will against this great man of God. And we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now tell the people how they could get in contact with you, man, and where you are in your service times.
Amen. We worship at our Midtown Family Worship Center under the leadership of Apostle Derek Lee Sr., Campus Pastor Arthur Randall. Our church is at 4209 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas. 77026. That's over there in the Fifth Ward area, Cavalcade and Wayne Street. So 4209 Wayne Street, we're worshiping at 8:30 in the morning, first service, and then 10 o'clock, our regular service. So 8:30 and 10 o'clock on Sundays. And also, if you get in touch with us, we also have Zoom prayer meeting through the week. Anybody that wants to contact us, you can reach out to Pastor Apostle Douglas. My number is 832-739-2953. Again, that's 832-739-2953. We're fellowshipping with the body of Christ to build the kingdom of God. I want to say thank you, Pops, for having us on, man. We enjoy you. Thank God for the spirit.
Amen.
Oh, just want to thank you for having us on. Appreciate you, man. Pray God continue blessings on your life.
Yeah. You know, we ain't too far from y'all now. We right on the other side of Wayne Street when you cross Cavalcade. That's where we at right now.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, sir. We start our service at 3 o'clock, man.
We have to intertwine a little bit.
Yeah, man, do that. We our service starts at 3. We're there at 3 o'clock, man. And, man, and I'm telling you, God shifted us so quick on Sunday, man. It was bananas, Doc. It started out as a prayer for traveling grace for our spiritual daughter, and it shifted into the word, and then it shifted into a corporate word, and everybody was just it, man. That I was looking at like, God, we don't never go according to the program that we be having. I don't know. I'm just convinced that we just gonna come in and wherever the Lord landed, that's where we gonna go. Cause it is crazy Sunday. We led by God. We just let God do what he do, man. We let God do what he do. So, man, we would love to have y'all come by, man. We start at 3, man,
yes,
and come and get an opportunity, man, to come and share and be a part of it, man. Right there off of
Shoot
it,
that address information to me, okay?
Yes, sir. I will most definitely. I will most definitely do that. And, man, we look forward to having you come by and share with us, man. But we appreciate you, man. We know you got to get your day started. We know you got to get your day started. And it's a blessing always, man. To have you to come and share with us. And we appreciate you, man, Doc, and we love you, brother. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we know that the work that you guys are doing in Midtown is really blessing the kingdom and it's blessing the community. And so you guys keep it up. Send my love to Apostle Lee and to Pastor Randall, and let those brothers know that I'm ready. For the men's breakfast that you guys, I know that you guys are still working with it. So as soon as y'all get that situated, please let a brother know. Please let the brother know.
Will do, Pop. Will do, my friend.
All right. All right. Love you, man. Y'all
send
have
my
a
love to
day,
the
man.
Wife and family on that side as well.
Yes, sir. You know I will. You know I will.
Yes.
All right. Have a blessing, Doc.
God bless you, Pastor. I'm going to get off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Listen. Listen. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to take a quick musical break and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. Of all the kings, a cup of
you are
the awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler. Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening in and being a part of today's Worldwide Gospel Connection, Man of Monday broadcast. Man, what a word. What a word from our brother Alfred and Pastor Daniel McGee. Man, I'm just telling you, I'm just excited about God's word and how it was released and how it, I know that it touched and transitioned and moved a lot of things out of the hearts and the minds of a lot of people. It gave clarity. It gave freedom. It also set some things in order. And I'm just blessed to be able to sit among that word on today. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, I want to present to you an opportunity today. I want to present to you an opportunity today. There are some of you that are under the sound of our voice, and today you may be in a place right now to where the enemy has attempted to keep you from seeing who you really are in God. The enemy has tried to tell you that you are not fully in the place where you need to be. Yes, you have fallen into a place of what the world calls as and what the Bible says as sin. The church has taken the position and saying that because we have sinned, that sometimes we're not worthy, or we're not in the right position or the right place. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that God loves you, regardless of where you may be at. And sometimes because we, as the body of Christ, we mishandle the people of God that have been broken, battered, and bruised. And we think that because they are there, that they are not worthy. But can I bless you to your blessed place? Push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Let me give you some help this morning. God has a love for you regardless of where you may be at. Loves you regardless of what your issue or your circumstance may be. But I want to let you know, just like I said earlier, there is no such thing as a blank check. Once you're in that place to where you are and deliverance takes place, come here, let me help you. Once deliverance takes place, there's a shift, there's a transition. And no one can tell you that you are not delivered, you're not set free, you're not being transitioned, you're not being transformed. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to stay connected in the same place, dealing with the same thing, dealing with the same people, dealing with the same mindset. You want to shift. God, your deliverance, people of God, requires a shift. Watch what happens. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. But watch this, people of God. There has to be a shift. There has to be a change. There has to be a transition. There has to be a place to where you say, I am believing that God will do it. And your actions, watch this here, let me help you, come a little bit closer, get a little closer to your cell phone, get a little closer to your tablet, get a little closer to your laptop, watch this here, let me help you. There has to be a change. There has to be a transition. You have to shift, people of God. You got to shift in your thinking, and you got to shift in your response, and you got to shift in your lifestyle. There got to be a shift. If there is no shift, if there is no change, if there is no transition, you will for surely continue to be in the place that the enemy can always trick you and tell you that you're not where you need to be at. You're not who you're supposed to be at. You're not what you're supposed to do. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Because watch here, he has literally caused you to stay in the same thing in that same place. And now, watch this here. Watch what's it now. And now you're held captive by your past. You're being held captive by what the enemy is saying. And he is continuing to say not only to you, but about you. If not, until you take that stand and say in your heart and your mind, Lord, here I am. I need help. Now, Romans 10:9 simply gives us this format, and it says that as you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Now, in that same passage of Scripture, there are three things you have to do. You have to repent, you have to do a 180, and you got to walk away from it. So today, I want to submit to you a prayer. I'm just going to pray. And when I pray, what I want you to do, Romans 10:9, I'm going to repeat that scripture. And I want you to, when I say it, just lift up your hands, lift up your hearts, lift up your eyes toward heaven and say, Lord, forgive me. Fix me. And I'm going to tell you like, I'm going to tell you like Jesus told the woman after he proclaimed to the brethren that was getting ready to stone her, the people that was getting ready to stone her. After we get through with this, he said, go and sin no more. And that's what I'm going to tell you. Go and sin no more. I want you to understand that there is a shift that has to take place. Deliverance can only come when you understand that there is a full walk away. God help me right through here. I felt that way. There's a full walk away, not a partial walk away, but a full walk away. You walk away with your mind, your heart, and your spirit intact, and you can walk away, and you could be delivered in the very area where the enemy has been using all of the stuff that he's been using to try to keep you from going forward and who you are in God. There is greatness that is attached to you, but you have to make the decision to shift. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. Father, we pray today, God, that you would move by your power, by your strength. Touch those, God. God, that in their sinful ways, God, they may not know, they may not understand, they may not comprehend why they're there. What is the reason for them being there and what they have going on? But Lord, we thank you right now. God, that not only are you a deliverer, but Lord God, you are a mind regulator. Father, you are a heart fixer. You can transform the situation and circumstance and make this thing work for their good. And Father, we're believing that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, my God, there is no other. So we glorify you. And we magnify you, and we lift you up, and we say, do what you do best, and that is be God, and be big in their lives. Father, your scripture says that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that you died and was raised from the dead, that they will be saved. You will save them, Father. You will give them full pardon in their sins. So, Father, we thank you now for those that lifted up their hearts, their minds, and their eyes toward heaven to receive you as their Lord and Savior. Now, God, guide them, meet them, protect them, guard them. God, even give them revelation. God, a transition and shift that they need. In the mighty and rich and infallible and powerful name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for those of you all who gave your life on today. I want to give you three very important keys that you're going to need as you go on this journey. Number one, I want you to get you a really good Bible. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, get you a really good Bible. Get you a Bible, one that got that red writing in there that lets you know that that's when Jesus is talking. I want you to get you a really good Bible. And the next thing I want you to do is I want you to get into a church home. Get you into a church home. Pastor McGee has told you guys about Midtown Family Worship Center. You could go there. We are the pastors of the Outer House International, and we would love to have you come and visit and be a part of our service at 3029 Wayne Street, on the corner of Wayne Street. And right there at the corner of Wayne Street, you will find us. We are there at 3:00 every Sunday. We would love to have you a part of what we do at the Abba House International. We are the pastors. I am Apostle Dinah Douglas, along with Apostle Elect Kashima Douglas. She and I pastor there. We would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing, the work that he's doing with us at the Abba House International. Also, we want you to make sure that you, when you go there, you want to make sure that the church that you attend, the church that you are affiliating yourself with, is that the pastors or pastor is living the life. Watch this here. That he preaches. You could tell the difference. You could tell the pulpit pastor and the outside pastor. You could know the difference between the two. I promise you, you could tell the difference. So I want you guys to make sure that when you go, you find the right place. We know that we cannot pastor the world. So there are some great churches, but we would love to have you come and visit and be a part of it and experience the power at the Abba House International. Watch this here. Our motto is that there is room at the house for you. So come on by and sit a spell. Take your shoes off and kick back and let the Lord, let the word of the Lord sift and transition you. I promise you, you won't be the same when you leave the Abba House International. I promise you. God bless you. Listen, we also want to make sure that you know that this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. These bath bombs and body scrubs, I'm telling you, it is a must for you to have in your bathroom as far as your shower and your bath experience. I'm telling you, you will have a Calgon take me away moment with this. She just made some body scrub for the men's body scrub, and it is an awesome experience. So the Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs, please go to #/ Cora Gifted Gift dot square dot set / gifts gifted gifts dot square, and you could go there, and that number is 7997 to call, and you could go there and you can experience those bath bombs for yourself. That's a new hashtag that we just got. I apologize for that she just got, and I'm trying to get all this stuff. We got a lot going on all at the same time. This is live radio, y'all. This is what happened when we had live radio. We be having messages coming and all that good stuff. But this is you experience live radio. That's what live radio feel like. Amen. So listen. So make sure that you guys get your hands on it. That number that you can get in contact again is 832-816-7997, and you could go to Cora Gifted Gifts. Go to her page and like her page and contact her through her page on Facebook and also on Instagram. You can get in contact with her there as well for the Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. I'm telling you, brethren, she made one for the men, and it's called Ocean Wave. Let me explain something to you. That is one of the most relaxing showers that you will ever have in your life. It makes the skin get soft. I mean, it's a beautiful product, y'all. I promise you, you will not be the same. You will not be the same after that shower. I made the mistake of using it right before I went to work, and I wanted to take a whole nap before I went to work. I'm just telling you, it is a relaxing experience. I promise you, you will not be the same. 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 And that is #/ Cora Gifted Gifts dot square dot set. Again, that's Cora Gifted Gifts dot square dot set. And you can get in contact with her there to get your bath bombs and your body scrub needs met. Thank you guys so much for partnering with us. Thank you guys so much for partnering with us on today. Now, those of you all who would like to sow a gift into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or to your PayPal, and you can go and you can give your gifts there. And the Cash App is WGC2020. Again, that's WGC2020. Also,
you can go to your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And then you can go to your Zelle, and your Zelle is 832-816-7997. You can give in any one of those capacities. And listen, we thank you guys for your gifts. Now, know that the gifts that you give are used for the furthering of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank you for all of your submitted gifts. And we love you and we appreciate you. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity to share this gospel of Jesus Christ with you. And we just thank God for the opportunity to come and to break bread of the bread of life with you on today. And we know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And we love you and we appreciate you. Listen, we remember to check us out on this coming Thursday for our Women's Day Thursday, headed by none other than Pastor Apostle-elect Kashima Douglas. It is, I've dubbed it. This is my name. This you haven't named it. This is my name. Apostle Kashima I've told about. I've dubbed it the Women of the Abba House. Women, the women of the Abba House family, is speaking this month. So we're just excited to have them to come and to share. Prophetess Nicole will be on this coming Thursday, and man, if I tell you, man, I'm telling you that the powerhouse. She's gonna bring the bread of life. She's gonna bring the bread of life. So y'all make sure that y'all tune in this coming Thursday for Prophetess Nicole that we'll be sharing with you guys. And again, this is the Women of the Abba House International. All of our spiritual daughters will be speaking this month. And we just want to say we're thankful that God has allowed us to be able to have such profound preachers that God has allowed to be able to speak life to those that are under the sound of their voices, that God has blessed them to be able to transition and do what they're doing. And so we're just blessed to have that. So we want to say thank you guys again for tuning in and listening in and partnering with us on today. Remember to continue to support, like, share that number, to call in and tell a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. You guys can also go to Blog Talk Radio. And then those of you all who missed the full message, you can go back and you can listen to that entirety of that message when you go to the Blog Talk Radio/ Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can listen to the full message there. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. You guys have a marvelous day in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before the beginning of time,
hey!
With no point of reference,
take it out. Oh.
And as you see,
worship, so will I.
Come on, sing it out. Sing it out. Come on, sing it out.
What massacre amount to your deed?